Welcome, Rain fans. Happy Easter. We're here to talk about Rain Season 4, Episode 9, Pulling Strings. Stay tuned as we discuss the marriage between Mary and Darnley and so many other things. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new after show of Rain. We're just playing musical chairs. Last week we had Keaton and me. This week we have Alina.
I'm back. Back at it again.
That's right. It's Easter, so no guests today. But however, we do have plenty of guests already lined up for you in the future week. So something to look forward to. But as we always do, let's start with overall thoughts for this episode.
Loved it. This is actually, I think, one of the first episodes we watched together. We normally don't watch together.
Oh, don't give our
rest. Okay, sorry.
Just kidding. We could totally.
Yeah, I mean, and it was actually really fun to watch it with you because we both had the same reactions to a lot of different things. There was so much that went down this episode. I really liked it. I liked the way the show is going. I like the introduction of the new characters that we have. So I cannot wait to, like, dive into this episode.
Absolutely. And just, you know, normally here at AfterBuzz, people watch the shows together, then come in. Given that it airs on Friday, we tape the show Sunday, and so we usually watch it separately. But it was a rare treat.
Sorry if I ruined the surprise.
No. I rather enjoyed this episode, too. So much happened. And the main, you know, in terms of Darnley, I do think he got the bad end of the stick, if you will. You could use the S words if you so desire. Only because, you know, it's just, it sucks. He's not necessarily a bad guy. I get it. He's not the greatest guy. You know, he's being treated out.
But I mean, don't you think it's kind of karma coming back to bite him? I mean, what goes around comes around. What you put out there kind of comes back to you in the universe a little bit. I mean, granted, it's really sad that, you know, Kira died, and that was totally tragic. And I didn't, obviously, Mary didn't want for that to happen. But, I mean, he's not the best of guys. He was at the beginning, or he was looking like he actually had the potential to be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Well, why don't we start with the smaller storylines over in Scotland? We got no France this week because Catherine is on the other side of the pond.
I love seeing her in England, or in Scotland.
In Scotland.
Yeah, love it.
Indeed. But let's start with good old pirate Martin.
He's back.
When you and I both thought he's going to steal this damn baby.
We did. I was like, no, Greer, don't leave him with the kid. But he didn't. He, like, genuinely just wanted to spend time with his daughter, which is really, really sweet.
Where do you fall on the earrings, then?
I'm all for it. Okay. I mean, yeah, it's just, like, my mom pierced my ears when I was a baby like that. I plan, if I ever had a daughter, to pierce its ears with that, too. And, I mean, hey, it's you know. The baby liked it, apparently.
But I do understand, like, it's very much like, hey, this nobles, they don't have their peace to you.
Right.
Like, this is how we do things. He's like, he's half pirate.
Yeah.
Or she's half pirate, rather.
Yeah, true. And didn't he say that he left, like, some rubies and diamonds that need to be cut down? So.
Oh, he left a lot. Yeah. As Greer said, you know, because she was quoting James, she was like, well, James did say riches would come in unexpected ways, and then boom, just to get that shot of everything.
Yeah.
I think this is a good situation. Here's the part. We progress so fast, and we've been speculating on this for so long. You fans have always wanted Greer and James to end up together. But so much, we basically stirred this cauldron of love of four people. There's Emily, there's James, there's Martin, and there's Greer. And Greer and Emily, I feel like, just got slightly... The bad end of the stick there.
Yeah, I mean, poor Emily. She didn't see it, I don't think. She didn't see what was coming to her. And I think it was really sad that John left her out there naked, you know? That was kind of a, you know... mean move. I was going to say something else, but...
That certainly was.
Yeah. And for her to see James, like, kind of, you know, canoodling, I guess you could say, with Greer, I think something's going to come of that. She looked mad.
Do you think at one point James had genuine feelings for
You know, you asked Emily. That when we were watching. I think he was probably like, okay, this is, like, okay to do. It's not completely undoable. He wasn't, like, grotesque by her, you know? But I don't think he had the same feelings that he does, clearly, for Greer.
Yeah, but there was...
He maybe had a little bit of feelings, but I don't think it was anything big.
I beg to differ, only because there was that point in time when he was basically coming up to Mary and he was like, I refuse to do this! Obviously, right. There's a little bit of hyperbole on my part, but summarized, you know, I refuse to do this, I'm not gonna do it, blah, blah, blah. And then she came back to him with, like, I can't stay away from you, and we've already sinned, so let's continue. So he's like, okay.
I mean, she's a cute girl, so he's not gonna say, like, no. I mean, it's a little easier, I think, for him to say yes. I don't know. It's just...
Shows you how highly Alina thinks of us guys.
Well, I mean... yeah.
Well, if you task us with a task, we'll fulfill it.
Just saying. Yeah, I think there might have been some feelings, but not anything that he would want to pursue a relationship with her. I don't think, no.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting because as it kind of comes to fruition, everyone, including Greer and James, certainly hint towards the fact that there are feelings there,
mm-hmm.
however unexplored or yet to be explored.
Yeah.
I know fans are going crazy for that.
I'm going crazy for it. I want it. Do it. Do it, Greer, James. Yes.
Well.
I'd like to see them together. What about you?
Yeah, I did like Emily and James together, but you're right. I mean,
but she's married.
Not anymore.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But you're right in this sense. It does make it makes the most sense. Obviously, it's complicated by this Emily thing, certainly. But I do kind of like where it's headed. Although I do have questions about Martin and how he fits into this. Although he just. It does genuinely seem like he just wants to see his daughter and he doesn't care about their relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was really cool how James, like, came to Greer and was like, you know, he needs to spend time with his daughter. Like, I thought that was really cool of him to do and kind of twist her arm into
doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I concur.
Yeah.
So I like that. James is good, the good guy. Let us know the sound or the cheer you made when you saw Greer.
Exactly.
You know, because I know you guys went nuts for it.
Yes.
All right. So why don't we talk about, let's talk Darnley and Cardinal Odomo.
Yeah.
The secret plan of the Vatican to, listen, you don't need a... You don't need what you think you need. You just need money, as he says. However, that gets broken up.
Yeah. Mary came in hot. She came in so hot and fierce.
She did.
Yeah. And when I was watching, I was just shaking my head like, oh, typical men at that time, you know, thinking that women shouldn't have power. And I mean, I just can't imagine what it would have been like to be, you know, either Elizabeth or Mary or Catherine at that time and constantly having people like undermine you and say, like, you're just because you're a woman, you know, you're unable to rule and be as powerful as a man. So I was really happy when she just came in hot and stormy and told him to get out and told the cardinal, listen here. No.
The interesting part, too, is, like, you know, it's not like they have CNN running on the background.
Right.
And you can get a little bit of everyone's personality. Like, this, for all we know, and I'm pretty sure, like, this is the first time the Cardinal and Mary and Darnley have ever interacted. So you're just making all these assumptions just by the fact, okay, it's Mary, Queen of Scots, and she's a woman. You don't know her personality.
Nothing.
You've heard maybe a couple rumors, but you don't really know at all.
Anything.
So your decision-making is so surface level. It's insane.
Yeah. He found out real quick. Like, real quick.
He did.
Yes. Good for her. I mean, it's just disgusting how men were at that time towards women. Yeah.
Some would argue still today.
Still today, exactly.
Unfortunately.
Still fighting the fight.
However, one of the things I appreciate about this episode was the fact that I thought from last episode that Catherine would be the only one to really help and resurrect the situation. And while obviously Catherine was there and orchestrated a lot of it, Mary was equally as strong. I was worried that, right. Okay, here's Mommy Dearest.
Right.
Give Mommy a hug. Mommy's going to take care of everything.
Yeah.
And you just cry in the corner. It was very much not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was, okay, time to suck this up. Let's figure this out. And boom, I'm going to do this. You do that. And just a back and forth.
Right.
Full power. Two women, not two girls.
Exactly. And I think that just shows, like, how much she learned at French court. Like, how to get, you know, stuff done completely. And that a lot has to do with Catherine, absolutely. And I was so happy to see them work together. I love it when they work together. I think that's when they're at their best, or when they're together working towards a cause on the same side. Yeah.
It was, and they accomplished the biggest thing that Mary wanted to accomplish. You know, mm-hmm. She was, after that cardinal meeting, she was so nervous about losing the borders and how it was all going to work out. But Catherine had it figured out.
She did.
You know, she had a little bit of a bluff because she was uncertain where the money would end up having to go, but she was able to give it to the borders.
Yeah.
And
worked out like gangbusters. Totally worked out. Catherine always has a plan. There's always something. I love, what was that one line where she was like, yeah, I'm not just good at politics and poison.
It's because she made, with the two crests.
Right.
I forget if it was a quilt or whatever it was, something mm-hmm. along those lines. And she's picked up a couple of skills.
Yeah, she does. She has a lot of different skills. I like her. Can we just talk about her and Darnley's mom, that exchange?
Let's do it.
Because that was amazing.
And that was cat fight of the century.
Yes, it was. But it was just like so proper. So proper, but still like so jabby.
Yeah, I noticed the mannequin isn't really participating in this wedding.
And the Duchess of this and that. And the queen. And Yeah, she put her in her place real quick.
Yeah, it's such an interesting... But you know what you're doing.
Oh, completely.
It'd be hilarious because I don't think any of that sort of argument would work today.
No.
Although I guess we see it in company dramas. Like Mad Men, we've seen it, you know, and stuff like that. But it's just such a fun way to, like,
I really liked
undermine
that.
Someone.
Yeah, yeah.
100%, and I like seeing Darnley's mother more because obviously, you know, she's kind of at this point the only real supporter of Darnley.
True, very, very true. I didn't think about it that way.
Who's he got? He's not got Mary.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have Mary. He doesn't have James.
Doesn't have Kira. That's
for
certain.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Poor thing.
She's on the.
Yeah, I mean, he really doesn't have anyone. So it is interesting to see, and I do see some similarities between her and Catherine in that they want their children to have that power. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of willing to do anything for it.
Yeah, here could be an interesting route. Emily wanting to get back with John Knox, and so sort of using Darnley and gaining information about Darnley to then bring Darnley to the inner circle of John Knox, potentially.
Is that a prediction?
That's a prediction.
All right. I like that. I like that.
It's just a theory.
I think she's going to want to get back at James somehow. Don't know how.
Well, but getting back at Mary is getting back at James.
That's true. That is true.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But in terms of... Let's talk about Mary, because the biggest thing happened on this episode, and yet... In a way, it almost took a back seat. But Mary's pregnant. Mary's never been pregnant.
Yeah. She's pregnant with Darnley's kid. But she has to keep it a secret, even from him.
Yep.
Yeah, because otherwise he could possibly use it against her. And it obviously does not look good on her, being a queen who's unwed and already pregnant. So, yeah. But yeah, she's pregnant. The prophecy...
Prophecy is coming true.
So that's why she has to do it.
Yeah. Well, there's other options, but I don't necessarily
think that ever. Yeah.
I don't support those options necessarily personally. But it's tough because obviously, like, throughout this whole thing, Bothwell is trying to convince her of love and things of that nature. And she can't really tell him the truth of, like, it's not a matter of that. It's that I'm already having the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not a matter of choosing. It's a matter of it's happening.
Like, it's already in motion. You can't hop off this train. So, yeah. You just got to go through with it. I just felt so bad for her because you can just tell how much she doesn't love Darnley. And to be in a marriage like that, like from the beginning, gosh, that'd be the worst.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not fun by any means.
Yeah.
But that's, again, one of the things I did like because Catherine and Mary were so honest with each other and they had to be. Mm-hmm. Catherine's well aware of the situation and I think she ultimately gives her good advice.
Right.
It's obviously, you know, we all want things in a different way, how we imagine them to be. However, I think this is the best sort of path.
Right. For what Mary. She wants. Exactly.
Still achieving happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good of Catherine.
Yeah. I was sad to see her go. Sad. She has to go back to France.
She got to fix Charles.
Yeah, she does.
She got her own problems she needs to fix.
Ah, oh, Charles.
But yeah, it was absolutely fantastic to see them together. Yeah,
I was really happy to see that.
So, but why don't we talk about John Knox? Because I kind of made the joke as we were watching it. If anyone's seen the movie Imitation Game.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
The fact, Imitation Game is about a historical event where England was trying to solve the coding of messaging from the Nazis so that way they can prevent certain things. And eventually, after a number of years, they're able to, and by the way, this is history, so I'm not giving anything away. This is very famous history.
Yeah.
They were able to finally figure out the coding. However, they were at a point where it was like, okay, as soon as we prevent a huge plan of attack that the Nazis were trying to implement, we've given away the fact that we know the code and therefore they're going to just switch the code on us and we're going to be in the same position.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, they had to strategically figure out, okay, what takes the least amount of lives and how strategically we can actually win the war, but unfortunately we will have to suffer casualties. Where the hell am I going with this, you may ask? We prevented everything that John Knox had ever planned, and therefore it was so easy for him to know of, like, okay, obviously Mary is getting intel. And so there's no even question of any doubt of, like, well, maybe did she figure it out? Well, she didn't stop me there. And so now he's going full force. And yeah, I think we're headed to a brawl between Knox and Emily. Or Knox and Mary.
Mary. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be, obviously, that he'll be out for blood of some sort on this because, that was his wife.
It was nice to see him, in his own way, show that he did love the wife.
Yeah, he did. At least he didn't have her, you know, get her hair and whatnot cut off in public and all of that. But still, he's not gonna let this one slide because that's like the sneakiest way you could possibly get intel is to shack up with someone's wife, and
one of the easiest though.
true, but still pretty low.
And what obviously hurts Emily is not the fact that it happened; it's the fact that it was under the guise of something else.
Right, exactly.
So
she thought James was totally all about her. I mean, she said the L word. She said, "I love you." Mm-hmm. We had to rewind that part.
Hey, come again?
Yeah, exactly.
What she said?
Wait.
You love his shoes?
Yeah,
what'd she
exactly.
Say?
She was about it. She caught feelings for James, for sure. So yeah, it just sucks to be her. And then especially when she saw him and Greer together. Oof, that had to have been like another salt in the wound.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this movie yet, mm-hmm. number one, because I don't think it's come out. But the new Charlize Theron, Rosario Dawson, Unforgettable.
Uh-huh.
That it watched that trailer, and that's my prediction of what's going to happen with Emily and Greer.
she's just going to get super nutty. Yeah. I could see that happening.
That's just my prediction.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
You've seen the trailer.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Because you commented on that when we were watching the commercial.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Anything else before we head out of Scotland and move into England?
I think that's it. It was... Mary's dress was very pretty. She looked amazing.
Oh, yes. The stuff always, I overlook.
You know? Yes. Gorgeous as usual.
I liked it better last week.
Darnley was totally wasted at his wedding.
I mean, you may sometimes maybe you got to do that, but yes, he did it.
I'm surprised he went above and beyond.
I'm surprised they didn't like tape a stick to his back so he could make sure to stand up straight, as opposed to like slouching and falling over,
stumbling.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll definitely talk about whether or not they consummate and what's going on there. Although we know what the game plan is, but we can certainly go over things and you know, we leave England, we leave Scotland, we leave the episode with Bothwell just at the window.
Yeah.
Romeo.
Bothwell, no.
So we'll talk more in predictions, but let's head over to the pond. Or not technically not the pond, but the border.
Yep.
And we have Elizabeth. We get a little bit of Elizabeth, but I mean, what did you think was going to happen? And I did like the explanation that she was like, listen, I always knew that nations would unite against or would be propelled by this, but I never realized my own people would.
Right, turn. And yeah.
Turn they did.
Like super quick. Super quick. She lost land. She's like, what? I lost land? Like I lost part of my kingdom? I love seeing just the difference between her and Mary, and yet the similarities, but I liked seeing her kind of break down how everything from like kind of the beginning of her life has been against her, you know, whether it was her father and then killing her mother and then him ostracizing her and everyone calling her illegitimate, and then, you know, he didn't have another son, so now she has to take the throne. And it's just, like, built up, all of this stuff. And then especially that the Spanish ambassador broke down how, you know, her kingdom is so small and Spain is so big and she has Catholics completely surrounding her. I felt really bad for her in that instance, like, how secluded she felt. But then, I mean, right away she was not secluded anymore because her and Gideon just...
Giddy.
Exactly. Just, you know.
Okay, well, let's talk about Gideon from the perspective. What happened to the love between him and Mary?
Apparently it's gone. The love is lost. I think him and Elizabeth have been building this relationship, especially over Gideon's daughter. That whole thing, I think, brought them closer together. And you can tell, like, even we were talking about at the beginning of the episode, we're like, okay, when are they going to get together?
Yeah.
I think it was just kind of a thing you could kind of see it building. They're spending more time. She doesn't have anyone else. She trusts him. They're friends. Yeah. It was going to happen.
Yeah. You know, I look at it from the perspective of this, and not that this is necessarily a great perspective, mm-hmm. but, you know, he was always about country first,
right,
then love second. But when country and love align... And you can take those sounds to mean whatever you want.
Right, exactly. It just, the stars aligned for him that night, and it all came together.
Oh, my goodness.
At least this time he doesn't have to be torn. He doesn't have to, like, leave the woman he loves for anything.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
History is a bitch.
This is rain.
Yeah, it's always one of those, yeah. But, oh, my God. Okay, so apart from that... and I know I'm kind of breezing through that, so we can go back to it if we want, but what happened to all the enthusiasm towards America and exploring the new lands?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was, at first she was totally against it. Like, what's this? Like, what? Tomato? You know?
Turkey.
It's a large chicken. But obviously we know through history, after that whole thing, I mean, the British Empire pretty much became the biggest empire on Earth. Like, what's the saying? The sun never sets on the British Empire because of all that they colonized. Exactly. So you kind of see, it was cool to kind of see the beginning of that, like her wheels turning and that.
And you think Gideon's gonna have some help in that?
In conquering everything?
Well, at least, like, as he said, like, right. I'll never forsake you, and that's what led to the passion.
Right.
He's always been about country first, so I think
right.
he'll support her in this.
He'll support her, definitely. He's not gonna go anywhere, I don't think.
No.
No. I think he's there to stay. Yeah.
I'm very curious to know your full thoughts on Gideon and Elizabeth. That it didn't come out of nowhere, as we said. However, nonetheless, it is very shocking, just because of the bond Mary and Gideon did.
Exactly.
Have.
I was like, "Ooh, he has a thing for queens." Oh. Like, two down. Okay. All right.
You might heading over to France soon.
I know.
Hey, what's up? Anybody? Exactly. Any queens around?
Exactly.
Maybe stop over in Spain first.
Yeah, I want to hear what the fans think of that.
Very
for
curious.
For sure. Yeah.
Very curious. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other final thoughts on the episode before we get into Castle Corner, and then we'll get into predictions on some of the stuff that's open-ended?
Not really. I really liked this episode. And it'll be interesting to see where Mary goes and how she figures out this whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a side note, David Rizzo,
yes.
the prophesizer, or yes. whatever you want to call him, the messenger, mm-hmm. is one of the most intriguing men in all of the courts.
Yes.
I love this line of like, "Oh, you're too kind to Catherine." She's yeah. like, I can basically assure you, I am not kind. I have many things. Kind is not one of them.
Yeah. She keeps it real. Catherine keeps it real.
So it'll be interesting to see his character throughout all of this.
Yeah, I'm excited for that character. I liked the introduction of that character. And I like the fact that he somehow... He can't see in the future, right? It was Bash who kind of gave him the spirit. Right, he's the messenger. So, yeah, I like that whole... I like that Bash is somehow still incorporated-ish.
Some way.
Yeah.
I am channeling Bash.
Exactly.
Bash is telling me.
Hey, we'll take it.
So there you go. All right. Why don't we do Castle Corner? Now, this was the Castle Corner we were going to do last week. The reason I chose it was because there was all that talk of exploring the Americas.
Yeah.
So I was like, are there any castles in the Americas?
Absolutely, they are.
And so what do we got?
We have, okay, here we go. Chapultepec Castle is located on top of Chapultepec Hill. The name Chapultepec stems from the Nahuatl word Chapultepec, which means a grasshopper's hill. It is located in the middle of Chapultepec Park in Mexico City at a height of 235,000 meters above sea level. The site of the hill was a sacred place for the Aztecs, and the building on top of it have served several purposes during its history, including that of military academy, imperial residence, presidential home, observatory, and presently the National Museum of History. It is the only royal castle in North America that was actually used as the residence of a sovereign, the Mexican Emperor Maximilian I, and his consort, Empress Carlotta, lived there during the Second Mexican Empire.
There you go. I didn't even know Mexico officially had an empire.
Oh, yeah.
It just goes to show how
absolutely.
Stupid I am.
Absolutely, they did.
That's why Castle Corner is one of my favorite yep. segments. I learn history.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful damn castle.
It's really pretty. Very Spaniard.
Yes.
Yes.
So, again, one of the reasons why I chose it was because of that Spanish Inquisition that we were talking about last.
The New World.
So there you go. Castles are everywhere, and they come in all shapes, mm-hmm. colors.
Sizes.
architecture, heights, sea levels.
Yes, exactly. Everything.
Purposes.
Exactly.
Alrighty. So, thank you guys, as always, for supporting our Castle Corner. Mm-hmm. Now let's head over into predictions for the next episode. Episode 10.
Yes. Okay.
We'll wait. It's building.
There we go.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you predict? I gave my prediction.
You did, and you had really good predictions. I think we're going to see a Greer-James relationship fully blossom, which I'm super excited about. I don't know how long Martin's going to stay, which that can make things a little interesting. But James seems to be pretty open to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he understands the importance of, you know, Rose to know her dad and for her dad to have time with her. So I think that's good. I think it's going to get way worse between Mary and Darnley.
That was the, if you guys didn't watch it on the CW app, that was the big teaser was where does this go from here between Darnley and Mary? And we're given a couple choices. And yeah, it's, I think we're going to progress in an interesting way.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Does someone live? Does someone die? Did we kill Darnley somehow?
Yeah. What happens? What happens?
We know Bothwell's her next husband.
Yeah.
But when within rain, we don't quite know.
Exactly.
We just needed to get married to Darnley.
Mm-hmm.
And in theory, we could have consummated.
Exactly.
So now it's...
It's... Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. Yeah, I just think it's going to get progressively worse and worse and worse. I do not see that getting any better. And yeah, I think that's all I have.
I'm interested to see how Gideon and Elizabeth come up with a counteraction to what's happening with the borders.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. That'll be really interesting.
Who knows?
Who knows? Do you think he still has any kind of feelings for Mary? Like, do you think he still wants them to be peaceful between the two of them? Or now that he sees kind of part of England turning and he's involved with Elizabeth?
I think he sees the necessity. He's, like I said, he's countries always come first.
Right.
And so he sees the need that, I don't know, there's people that stick to their original intent and it could be okay, peace all the way. And he's unwavering. Or in this sense, he could be like, listen, I've tried to bring peace. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So let's do what we got to do.
Okay. I could see that happening. Yeah.
So I don't know. But I think Gideon's a very good guy.
He's a very mellow. Yeah.
Very thoughtful. So whatever decision he comes to, it's going to be calculated, certainly.
Right.
So it's not going to be an impulse. Yeah. Although tonight was definitely an impulse. Yeah, it was
an impulse of something.
So.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you have it. Let us know your guys' thoughts and opinions. In the meantime, at Alina Vision with two S's. Yeah,
two S's.
at Keaton Markey, at AfterBuzz TV. As I said, we'll keep you updated on the guests that we do have coming up, as we do have quite a few.
Yeah,
of
we
them
have all. A lot. Yeah.
And the more you guys tweet at them, the better it becomes.
Yes. We love those tweets.
Indeed. It just lets them know you want them on the show.
Exactly. So keep them coming.
And as always, feel free to comment. We love your guys' opinions on everything. And that's it. We'll see you guys for episode 10. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Exactly. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.